Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. With over 75 years of experience, their doctors treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. To become a patient, visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining me tonight here on Purpose Vision. I do apologize for a little technical difficulty with me joining the show just now. It's approximately 7:34. The show's start time is normally 7:30 p.m., so I do apologize for that. But I am happy to be joining you this evening, and I would like to start by talking about how we can get sold in this market. This is going to be an ongoing series. Tonight I'm going to be starting with part one of that series. It will continue each Sunday night for the month of November, 7:30 p.m. All right, so initially what we would like to do is, when thinking of putting our house on the market, is decide what upgrades we would like to make to the house and what condition the house is currently in. So we want to pay close attention to those things. Also, decorating, making sure that the color scheme is a neutral color scheme, making sure that the carpet in the home is neutral, clean carpet if the home is a resale property. Also, we want to make sure that in getting our home ready to sell, we remove all family photos and ornaments and different things that we have around our home. We want to put those things away to make sure that we have a clean slate as much as possible. One thing about when someone's looking for a home, they want to go into different properties and imagine themselves, their family, their furniture, that sort of thing in the property versus coming to someone's house, looking at their house, but while there, basically it looks just like they're still living there, that I couldn't possibly be able to get my furniture and my belongings into the home. You know, it's hard to picture yourself there because it looks like whomever house it currently is. Okay, guys, also we want to think about how we're going to market our property, meaning what avenues of advertising are we going to use to make sure that we get the maximum amount of exposure needed in order to generate good qualified leads, good qualified prospective buyers for our property. And we want to do those in several different ways, and as the show continues, I will get more into detail about each of those ways on how we can get that done in a specified amount of time in order to sell our property quickly. I am going to start opening up the phone lines for guest call-ins, beginning with the next show, which will be on Thursday. Mental note, Thursday at 9:30 a.m. I look forward to speaking with guests at that time. The show topic is going to be hip-hop and Barack Obama. How is Barack Obama and hip-hop aligned? And as far as the current election, and, you know, what are the people of hip-hop, those acts, those performers, what are they doing to influence their listening audience on voting for not just Barack Obama, but voting for anyone in the election, making sure that everyone votes? Because I can remember a few years ago, the last election, as a matter of fact, there was a vote or die campaign, and you had people like Puffy who was heading up that whole initiative. So we want to look at that and how it's going to play a part in the upcoming election. So also, please so tune in and call in. I look forward to speaking with whomever's out there who would like to converse on that topic. Okay, also, guys, keep in mind that when putting your house on the market, you are in a competitive situation, that, you know, you need to make sure that you put your best foot forward. So you want to do everything you possibly can to give yourself leverage in this market. Being that it is a competitive market, you know that your neighbor's house could possibly be on the market right now, could be for sale, or someone in your neighborhood. So you have to be thinking in terms of what can I do to make my house stand out amongst the rest of the homes. So there again, you want to look at staging as number one priority. Also making sure that your house is in good working condition. So you have to look at it as a product because that's what your house is when you put it up for sale. It's your product. So you want to make sure that it's in a condition where someone will be able to move right in and enjoy the product. Unless, you know, you're selling it fixer-upper, that's another whole situation. But for the majority of you out there, you want to make sure that your property is in good working condition, ready to roll, ready for someone's future. And also, too, so we talked staging, getting the house in good working condition, advertising, marketing. That's the third thing, least but not. Last but definitely not least, it's very important making sure that you look into good advertising opportunities, making sure that your property gets the most exposure it can possibly get, okay? Guys, you want to make sure that no one's left out. You know, you're communicating with people in English and in Spanish, maybe even in French. You know, you just want to make sure that you are able to communicate to a wide genre of people when you're putting your house on the market, because you want to make sure that people who are not in the United States has access to view your property in the event that they're looking to move here to the United States. Okay, so we don't want to leave anybody out. You know, we are a very diverse world, very diverse community, even here on Blog Talk Radio, you know. And so, you know, the world that we live in, we have to be able to communicate with each other and not leave anybody out, okay? I am so excited just about helping everyone in this market. Real estate is just such an exciting industry anyway, so it's going to be really fun. I will be opening up different avenues, giving you all contact information for how you can get in touch with people who can really help you get your market, get your house sold in this market. And so it will also be a lot of interacting with one another and making sure that we get from point A to point B to point C until we get to Z. And the project is completed. The house is sold. Okay? So I look forward to speaking with everybody, and I just want to leave you all this evening with peace and with blessings to everybody, and I look forward to speaking with you again very soon. Please continue to tune in Please continue to tune in to Purpose Vision here Sunday night, 7:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. Good night.